You've
exhausted this area. Where are you going?
Another area. That we won't die the second we...
Well, the only area you can go to from here is either back through the door you came in through, or you've pretty much done this whole area.
Well, the other thing to beware of, Lindsay, is that actually the worst thing to be said when you're coming back into the room is, gee, Lindsay, that's the bravest thing we've ever seen you do! That's when you get worried.
Yeah.
The way you threw yourself in front of that thing to save us.
Right, the ways you can go, optionals, back to area B...
Hooray!
Or north, Bragdor. The way it went before.
Bragdor, just up to the town.
Who's this Bragdor you're talking about?
Oh, he's a big friend. Ogre we met in the first room. And, well, he used me as a floor wipe. But I kind of got used to it now. I was naked at the time.
Bastion was trying to make him converted. Balazar's a rude pervert.
I'm not, I'm just a dwarf.
I'm no more perverted than any more of my race.
Yeah,
you're
no more perverted than any other completely shaven dwarf.
I'm thinking that might be a quote.
I'm not shaven, it fell out.
Little picture of Fernan saying Balazar's a rude pervert.
Look, it fell out, not shaved. Anyway, it's very fashionable to have a Hollywood, so I understand.
That is actually one of the funniest things you've ever said.
Balazar has a Hollywood t-shirt.
See, Balazar, or rather Paul even knows what Hollywood is, and most men wouldn't, so that's quite
yes,
weird.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Make you wonder. Right. Where are you going? Time for a discussion, kids. Those are the options.
Where would you suggest? Having met you in this region?
Yes. I suggest we're bored and we go back to the danger door. Mm. Otherwise... Oh, hang on. Oh, the only other way is past those really big, nasty, demonic things, which we don't want to go to.
You not seen any other ways out?
How about south and east?
We've covered that way.
We've covered south and east.
Can't get any further that way.
You've basically done this almost this entire region.
We're doomed.
We've got all the way back to section A. Yeah.
Oh,
and our friend is...
There's probably some way out of here that we haven't done.
Well, are we going to leave all the people that we know in the white refrigerator room?
They're quite safe there.
Yeah. Nobody's touched anything in there for thousands of years. Unless we meet another party who gets lost
in there.
We have been here like a year. What's the chances another party is actually coming to the dungeon? We bump into them, or several parties.
Bastion and
we all meet up in the room and go, yeah, I've been here 2 years. I've been here 6 months. Ooh. It's all going to one group. Go around.
I'll stick your XP.
It's getting to the point where you're just going...
So that's what you call it now.
Yeah, suck that XP.
Yeah, that's what the sucky boy wanted to do.
Suck your XP.
So, where are you going, kids?
We're going to have to go back into one of the rooms, those areas we've already been in, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which means going through B, doesn't it? Because we're in C. Does it go A, B, C like that?
Yeah. It goes along about me, A, B, C. You went up to G very briefly.
And,
because we only had one frickin' magic weapon and they were undead that could only be harmed by magic weapons.
I have magic
weapons. G was where the monstrous demons of evil live.
Maybe we should go through the rest of the alphabet.
So, where are you going?
How do we get to...
I like the idea of heading
back
to
B. Three of these
D.
Door. D.
You can't. So you can only get back to B from here.
There is no. You don't know about area D because there is no exit.
Yeah. Well,
side.
I'm asking as me.
Out of character.
So that's back to B.
Yeah.
And these are up to G.
Yeah.
And we don't want to go back to G.
No.
So we're going to go back
this
to
is
B.
The only exit to G you
it's
can get
B.
to. This
we've
area
got
is completely
we've got to go back to B.
Which exit?
Top
middle.
Well, we're at the top.
You're right.
Yeah. Top
exit. Fair enough. Back to area B.
Going backwards.
Oh my god.
We're going to get nowhere. I'm working back in the book.
Are you alright if I take this piece of paper off this
We've pack? Only been in here a bloody year.
Back to area B.
Are you in my knife?
I'm changing my book because my book's getting a bit...
It must now be three bloody days of it. Folder constantly. Yeah. 3 days of my life? Is that good? Yeah, it's even worse if you think how much role-playing you've done over your entire lifetime. Just take that as a sample.
You've probably role-played more hours than I've
done. Okay.
You're not
quite.
That would be a worrying situation.
Wouldn't it?
I don't think Paul spent more than half of his life role-playing.
Well, maybe when I was younger.
You come to a barred door.
It's a barred door. Does it sing?
Yes, it's singing.
Does it buffers?
Hey?
Does it buffers?
Yeah, you're buffed.
Yeah.
You're shiny.
You're shiny.
Right, the door is barred.
We unbar it.
Unlocked. It's one of those big impressive doors.
Oh, it's one of those doors.
Unbarring.
Yep. Open says me.
You're unlocking it.
We're going to check the traps first, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
It's B. It's one of our favourite regions. It feels like an old friend.
Natural 20.
33.
Is
it locked?
Yes.
We need a soundbite that just says natural 20.
Do me. The door is quite difficult, but you managed to click the lock.
I rock.
Which reminds me, you better put like an exceedingly suitably not safe for work missing on this one.
Opening it. This room is small and empty with three doors, each leading back into the area you've come from.
Oh.
The simple granite walls look untouched. Faint outlines of footprints are laid through the dust on the floor. And it looks like the ceiling has a crack running through the middle of it.
These footprints, where do they go?
Just around between the doors. There's a door in the western wall, a door in the northern wall, a door in the southern wall, and the door you've just come through.
Is this back in B?
This is back in B.
Oh, have you been here before?
Yes.
I can't remember which door we were in.
We have been... There's a secret book room. There's a room with a small silver dagger. There's a room with wolves, bugbears, pit traps, ones with wells, chains, obelisks.
Do you guys have a map of this area?
Yes, I believe we actually do have a complete map of this area.
It's very large, however.
We have been carrying it around for a while. Normally we stick it in the big badass sort of doom box.
So you're getting out your map. Yeah. Having a nosy.
Thank you, map.
Okay. Very good.
It can go in the bag of infinite goodness now.
Yes, it can go in the back of infinite goodness.
Because you start opening big map.
Big baps.
Big baps.
At which point we get attacked.
Okay.
Well, by a giant map monster. That's when monsters are just getting silly.
Mm-hmm. Should you ever take this map out of Section B and then return it to Section B? Terrible thing that happened.
As you're starting to lay the map out on the floor...
You realise you're back at the place you started.
There's a click.
Oh, we didn't stop here.
Oh, buddy. It's an enormous freaking map, unfortunately. Yeah.
There's a click and a ginormous pendulum swings out of the ceiling.
Ooh.
Everyone can make me a reflex serve.
Reflex is the answer.
27.
Woohoo!
24.
12.
17.
A mighty
12. 17 remember evasion, apparently.
Yeah.
Versus trap.
Oh, you get your trap evasion as well. Which just makes the required DC of 20. However,
ouch.
Balzar doesn't quite quick enough.
Once again.
Balzar never
is. 16 hit you.
16?
That'll be a miss anyway.
Is trapped miss on a 1?
Everything misses on a
walk. It comes down and drags a bit as it goes around Balazar.
As a Matrix moment, go whoosh.
It swings back.
Out the way. I get out of the way.
And locks itself into the ceiling.
Ooh. Hmm. Maybe not the best place to look at the map.
Maybe not. Let's get this way a bit.
I was lucky.
Mm.
Oh, look. Here's the trigger.
Are you looking for the trigger?
No. Why would I look for the trigger?
Pendulum.
We defeated the pendulum trap.
Well, you countered the pendulum trap.
Yes.
Okay,
where you heading? The black pudding.
Where are you heading? North, south, or west?
We don't know. We'd like to
look at the map.
Freaking map we've got.
Oh, we're not in this room. We're not staying in this room.
We'll move to the next room then.
North, south, or west?
West. Well, there's a big channel in the ceiling, isn't there, with this pendulum in it?
We know where to stand channel. To avoid it now.
Okay, yes. You stand off to one side of the room and examine your map. Occasionally, the pendulum swings past behind you.
That's nice. We can use it to like slice off something, isn't it?
Where it's there. Okay, you look at your map. You see this.
Well, hey. That's everything, isn't it?
Yes,
it's a whole map of everywhere. It's a full map.
So where have you been in here?
Does it include the secret doors? I think it does as well, doesn't it?
Do you want me to tell you the room numbers?
Dead.
Here, have a... Right, this is...
You're up here.
Don't worry, we're up this room.
All right, I can tell you the kind of room.
For this?
The nearest exit is there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Very so we'll come down the corridor, along, up.
Oh, whatever you do, we don't want to go back down there. That's not very nice.
Yeah, that's no problem. So we probably come down the corridor from
what's this
129.
I kissed something very unpleasant down there.
Keep going through the corridors.
Might as well learn. Yeah.
Keep going through the corridors, and if any of these doors are actually open, then just poke your nose in. But other than that,
I'm and go straight up through. What's that be?
125. And that was a very strange room too.
We got through 125, then 126.
Yeah.
Oh yes, and this is where we met and encountered Buglak.
You head
leader
south
of the Bugbear Nation. Right. He's dead. Ask the rogue.
You head south and follow the corridor around. I don't believe any of these doors are actually open.
Hello!
Doors are closed.
We go straight into region F.
That's a locked door.
Straight to O.
Wow, what's a big, big, lots of bad shit door. You walk through the doorway into the corridor and north to the entrance to room 125. This door is open.
125?
Yeah. Make a listen check.
Twenty-two. 25. 11.
You hear fighting, growling, and baying
loads
up ahead of you in this room.
That's not a section B, will I?
23. Fighting and baying.
Those dog things, the evil dog things.
Gnolls.
Be more gnolls. Oh, they're a piece of piss then. Let's tell them to surrender.
Aye. You can walk in through the door.
Come in and see what's in there.
Three yellow-brown hounds are fighting against a pair of large feral wolves. They snarl and bark at one another, neither giving in nor backing down. The fighting is quick and brutal.
We wait, and then we kill the winners.
Okay.
Sounds sensible to me.
Both groups fight and bite and attack each other.
Oh, a bit of entertainment.
Good.
Excellent.
The wolves are wearing collars.
500 gold pieces on
make
the wolves.
Make me a planes check.
Aye. They're brown beasties or something.
Brown gold beasties.
Better really to spend money because money doesn't mean
anything
anymore.
The brown
10,000 gold
and
pieces
dogs.
On the brown.
How many those are there?
Three.
The dog things.
There's three and how many of those?
Two.
But
the other two were dire wolves.
That's what I meant.
At which
what
point
happened?
I.
Dogs things.
Charge the dogs.
Oh, the blinky dogs.
Yeah, I can't remember what they were called.
Leave off of you buggers.
We'll remind you that we were attacked by blink dogs as well.
Yeah, they were confused.
Yes, you were attacking the direwolves.
Yeah, okay.
The direwolves are. Well, just give me a attack. They're reasonably on the losing end. If you could pile in, you'll easily kill them.
Okay.
There's no sense in fighting combat against two injured direwolves, really. They'll just give you.
We defeat them altogether.
Two direwolves there. Direwolves are dead. Blink dogs fall to the ground. Panting.
Are they injured?
Yes.
Oh, poor doggy. Poor doggy. Stop blinking out, you blinking
dog. They're not. They can't. Not really.
The healing hands of Tharus.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Alas, all the blink dogs have names.
You're not damn! No. Stay! Don't follow!
Them, so, I'll help each one of them.
It's even worse than the idea of actually giving your XP to a dog.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's have a look. They seem very, very mad, these blink dogs. But they growl at you initially and then sort of start to calm down.
One of them gets... 9 points down.
What is 4 and 5? Many years of education of being a school teacher. 1 and 5. Ooh.
Yeah, but there you go.
Yeah, he's not
one math teacher.
Yeah, one gets 5, one gets 12.
Yeah, what's science? It doesn't mean maths. 4.
They sort of sit on the floor panting for a bit.
But how can they get 4? 9, 12, and 18.
It's fine, yeah. They're sitting panting on the floor.
I'm getting out of
them. What are you doing?
Sitting ruffled up a bit.
Okay.
I'm petting them.
They're happy. They're neutral, good creatures.
Yes, they are. They're nice.
I like
them. They're dogs.
They sort of snuckle up against you and then eventually run off to the south.
Run off. Oh, you're. Oh.
Maybe we should follow them. Maybe they know how to get out.
We did have an encounter with blink dogs and elsewhere.
Ah.
Did you?
So where were they?
Oh, they were earlier on. Well, there's a wolf room in B9. I point on the map that's now over there where B9 is. And wolves are there. They were wolves.
Right.
Werewolves?
No, not werewolves.
Where are you heading?
Wolves where?
And to the exit.
Up.
You continue heading north up towards
room 6.
The door to this room is open. The room is a mess of rubble and cracked stone. After careful examination, you can make out the remains of a stone desk and chair along one side of the room.
Towards the back of the room are broken pieces of what could only be a bookcase or shelf.
What's the room number?
126.
B126. The northern door is large and locked. It has a big griffin-mouthed lock on it.
I like locks.
Let me check if it's a griffin mouth lock. I think there's a griffin mouth lock.
I probably can tell if it's trapped or not.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Before you stands a door bound in iron over 10 feet tall. It is unlike any door you have seen. The keyhole is a giant griffin head, its mouth agape. What did you roll for?
I rolled check for traps and I got 33.
So it is trapped.
It is trapped. Okay.
Nice. Break trap!
Disabled device, is it?
It is very trapped. Oh. Everyone back away!
Stand back.
Everyone back away!
You've seen a door like this before.
Ooh, about 20 feet.
You've seen a door. You haven't!
You've seen a door identical to this before, and I believe you set the trap off.
Cloudco.
No. A greater glyph of warding blast.
Bang! We back
sonic
away.
Sonic boom.
We back away.
You've set one of these doors off before.
Ouch.
But I'm better now.
You are better.
You are better, and you've noticed the trap.
Yeah.
And okay, I get plus 16.
We're shouting encouragement down the corridor.
You go, Mister, and touch your shoulder.
Are you buffing her?
Yeah, so you have a plus 3 to your save.
Shiny.
You remember that bit.
Yeah. Everyone's looking at the roll.
Should you fuck up, you get a plus 3 to avoid killing
you. Oh, you!
20.
Damn.
What? Trap fires. Who's nearby?
Cock it.
No one.
Reflex serve.
And I get plus...
No, you get evade as well, don't you?
So...
Might evade the whole damage.
19.
You automatically fail.
Automatically fail on a 1.
Don't worry about it.
I'm gonna die.
No! You'll be fine. Can I have more d8s than 1, please?
No!
No, not allowed.
I'll do.
I'll just roll them 6 times.
No half damage for the rogue. Oh dear. 9.
How far off improved evasion?
13. 21, 26, 27, 28, 29 points of damage.
Oh, you can survive that.
Hmm?
Yeah, you can survive.
Oh, and you always get half, don't you? The improved version.
Not got improved.
Oh, you've not got improved yet?
I think so.
No, you don't get to 10. 10, 20, 10, 20.
20?
I have evasion, not improved.
10.
Yeah, I have improved.
So how many?
29.
You didn't epic at 20.
Your ears are bleeding. It's a huge sonic attack.
What's 52 take away 29?
Significant amount.
Yes,
23.
Yes, this door grins at you. But it doesn't. It stands there. Looks like a door.
It's a door like we've never seen before.
I don't think
I
like this room.
No, I don't think I like this room either.
Ow, pain.
And we'll have another quick prayer to Mr. and you can get lots of hit points back.
Nice.
Yay, how many?
20. And 8 is...
Lots.
17
and 8 is 25.
Yes,
oh my god. And then we add...
So pretty much all of them.
34.
Back. I wish I could
add
extra on when I get more.
Okay,
you
can
add.
Ow!
Ooh,
I
feel better
now. I think she may have set the trap.
Yeah, it's quite possible.
I tried not to.
Somebody doesn't want us to go that way.
No.
Never mind, at least now the trap's set off, you can just open the door.
Can I?
Probably not.
Possibly not.
No, I don't think
so. May well reset itself.
Is there a clip?
Depends, I may be able to suppress the magic for a while.
Ooh.
But not today.
I don't know if I want to go in there now.
It might have gone off and not gone back.
This is harsh. This is very harsh.
Mm.
There's nothing obvious here. At all. It's terrible.
Oh, there is something obvious here. There's a big door with a key on.
True. That's the only obvious thing you've got.
It's a door with a big griffin mouth.
Keyhole.
Shall we search the room that we're in?
Do we have any spare keys that might fit the keyhole? I'm interested. Do you have a collection? Doesn't the rogue have a collection of keys? Do any of your jangly keys fit the door?
I don't think I have the keys. I think they were given to someone else.
Oh, I thought you had the key. I don't know.
If I'm supposed to have keys, I probably have.
You have a single silver key, I believe, that you got from that room where you got the rose.
Oh, yeah. Is it the... Yeah, I've got it on my personal stash, not the party stash.
Yeah, we know.
Sorry. Yes, yeah. I'll try.
And it's a very long list.
Stick the key in the lock.
Turn the key.
Then tumble back.
You tumble backwards as the door raises into the ceiling.
Ooh.
The key drops out of the door, lying neatly on the floor for you.
See? Through. Sometimes you just listen to the wizard. Yeah.
That is hard. The key for these doors is in Area C. In like room 100 and something.
I'm good! Well, we had nothing else to do.
Other way north. And the halfling doesn't know about the keys. He's looking for another powerful artifact, apparently. If you ever meet him. Okay. Where are you? You know F, isn't it?
Well, it's the only thing we had left, so we have the keys.
F? Oh my god, look at the state of that.
We're in F! Oh god. Oh look, we found a copy of the map at the beginning. That's handy. Map that, Steve.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
That's the top left-hand corner of F.
Of F.
We would greatly appreciate it if you went nowhere near it.
Has anyone got, like, targeting of an unerring exit to detection?
Should we just tell demonics just to map this one for us?
F is horrible.
Do F. There aren't any secret doors.
Oh, boy. Have they made a mistake?
Ahead of you is a long corridor. Ends in a dead end.
We've got through to the next section! Woo! Can go nowhere.
Are you...
Oh, fantastic.
What?
You can go nowhere.
Oh, you're fucking kidding!
Oh, yes. You're on the road to nowhere.
We examine the short, pointless length of frickin' corridor.
Yeah, there are no secret entrances, no secret doors. You can cast your spell. Cast your spell, detect secret doors.
A huge waste of your spell.
The dwarf. You don't know if you cast it.
The dwarf tries to see if there's any... He doesn't...
Cast your spell.
Can't believe it.
I guarantee there's no secret doors.
18.
What, is it? Use magic device?
No,
just
cast it.
Cast
your
spell.
Okay.
Yeah. You are not aware of any secret doors in this entire corridor.
Thanks. That is for making me waste my one spell a day.
You haven't wasted it. You've confirmed this is a dead end corridor.
No, you waste it. He's an elf. He could have done it.
I'm a dwarf. We can tell.
Yeah, but they can't be 100% certain.
Well, I trust them better than my magical skills.
I trust your magical skills.
I wouldn't.
Wasted.
You get it back tomorrow.
Right, yes. There is no exit from this room.
This is ridiculous!
Fantastic. Okay, back to the map. Where are you going next?
Let's try a long sum.
The next one.
Because we've worked out there are usually entrances to other regions across the line.
You can get to the next one by
going... In fact, we've got the map for B, haven't we?
All the way down through the knoll area.
Dum-dum-dum.
Kill back to the centre.
Aren't they goblins?
Back up... Whatever, goblins, yeah. Back up to here.
They're not the resistance!
I'll let you travel a lot of it without having to talk, because quite frankly, you've done it all already.
Vive la revolution!
I'm going to pick you up at room B30. Because that's on the north leg back up. I think you may have done that room as well.
I don't think... I've not got B30 down, but it's quite possible. I don't always go
well. Well, you didn't know which way you went. You went through the goblin area and then south from there, so...
B30.
Yeah. Oh, you've been to the Room of Wands, haven't you?
Yes.
Can we go back?
Oh, no, you don't have to go that way. You can go this way up the corridor and not actually encounter any rooms at all.
Sure.
B33 was Bugbear's storeroom. Blink Dogs in 32. 34, I believe, is a room with a pedestal and a statue. Have you been there? Shrine of the Warrior. Are you actually interested in any of these doors on this corridor?
No, not in the slightest.
Okay, then the only one we'll be concerned with is room 28 on the side here.
B28,
because it's an open room. You walk a long way through the corridors, avoiding moving with monsters and whatnot.
Minus random encounters, take a snack.
Well, I'm not going to roll them for you.
Smack.
The walls of this room on the left are heavily damaged. Large sections of masonry are scattered all over the floor. A few blunt pickaxes are left in the rubble. The room is musty, not an inviting place, to put it simply.
Lovely.
From the northwestern corner of the room, you hear grunts and scratchings. As you get closer, the noises stop and a raspy, uninviting voice yells, "Get out of here! This is my claim!"
I think it has a name.
He's stealing stuff. I want it. He might be stealing the way out.
He can have it.
What is it? It's a halfling. A
halfling? Halfling?
Passing through you annoying midget.
Ooh, yes! At last a match for the road.
Two halflings have sex, do they make a falling?
Yes.
fulling. That's fulling. I like quarterlings. Yeah. Half and half. If you're half by half, it's a quarter.
Half and half is a quarter. You are quite crazy. He seems to be mining in one corner of the room with a little pig.
What are you doing?
Can you detect
digging?
Why?
Looking for something.
What are you looking for?
Not telling you.
Tell me.
No.
Tell me, I'll stab you.
I'll stab you back.
I'll stab you better.
What's your name, halfling?
Bartleby.
Don't listen
Bartleby. To him. Bartleby!
He's a dirty pervert.
I'm a dwarf.
He's a dirty pervert. He hasn't got hair.
Yeah. Does he shave it off?
No, he's a bad man.
Oh.
His god struck him down.
Bartleby the halfling.
That's why all his hair
falls. That sounds like a fun name for a halfling.
I'm nice. Yeah. Why are you digging? I want to dig. Can I dig too?
No. My claim. Out.
I'll give you a kiss if you let me dig.
No, no cat.
I'll give you a shiny thing.
What you got?
I've got loads of things. No, what do you want? I'll give you a gem.
Feather.
Nah.
I'll give you two gems.
Nah.
I'll give you
a big ass sword in the box.
Yeah. Because
we can't use it.
I'll give you some pebbles. They're magical pebbles. They grow ladders.
Bet they don't.
I bet they do.
You should lie.
Should we leave these two to get on and start a new halfling nation?
You can have this pretty stabby dagger. It's got jewels in the hilt.
Meh.
I want to dig.
How old does this halfling look?
He looks so old.
He looks halfling old.
Halflingy.
Yeah. Is he the same kind of halfling as me? Can I tell?
He's a halfling.
Yes, yeah, same as you.
He's probably, no, you're a stout
halfling. Oh, yeah, but they're interbreedable.
He's probably,
He's a halfling.
Up for the normal halfling. Lightfoot, I think he is. Probably a lightfoot.
Why are you here?
Got trapped, looking for something.
What were you looking for?
Something.
Did you come on your own?
Yeah.
That was a bit foolish, wasn't it?
I just came in.
Do you want to be friends with us?
How did you survive so long, Rappy?
No, come on over and help. We can take over the world.
Happy here, thanks.
No, come with us.
Why don't you stay here?
Where are you going? Where are you going?
We're
going
to find a way out.
Where?
On the outside. There's a door.
I'll find it when I've got my treasure.
But I've got all the treasures.
How do you eat?
I have lots of treasure. Yeah, what do you eat?
How did you get here?
Walked.
All the way through this dungeon by yourself.
I'm not unskilled, you know.
I bet I'm better than you. I bet I can pick that lock for over there faster than you can.
Which lock?
The one that's probably around somewhere.
We tried getting out.
The only lock that's nearby is on the enormous Gryffindor that's here.
Gryffindor. That's terrible. Yeah. Oh, dear.
Sorry. Please come with us. I don't like hanging around with all these scary big people.
That's a big shame.
Paris is nice, though. He gives magic stuff. And he casts spells. And he makes me better when I fall over.
Yeah, whatever. Right, I'm going to go back to my mining.
What is this thing you're looking for? Maybe we have seen it on our travels.
Yeah, we've already been here. Maybe I dug it up already.
Maybe.
What is it? Tell me and I'll tell you if I've dug it up.
Some powerful artifact.
Oh, we have plenty of those.
I've
which one?
Them. Which one do you want?
Well, powerful, isn't it?
Yes.
You could describe it. Maybe I've heard of it or come across it.
No! It's mine!
We may already have it. It would be senseless of you to keep on looking for something we already have in our possession.
He all looks at you.
Give him the sweet innocent look. Go on. Would the halfling lie to you?
What are you? Are you a rogue?
I'm an adventurer.
You're a bad, bad rogue.
It's D&D, halfling, rogue. No, illusionist. They all go together.
If you don't come with us, we'll lock you in here. You will never get out.
Never mention anything about dwarves.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't, because I'm better at locking doors than you are.
Ooh, challenge, throw down.
Better at everything than you are, because I'm a girl. Girls, better than boys.
Yeah. Where are you going? You're going north, aren't you?
Yes.
You'll never get through that door.
Will. Already been there?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, have.
Yeah,
have. I've been through one of these doors.
You shouldn't have missed. Do you want to pick it?
We have been through one of these doors.
Yeah, you should.
We've just been through it.
Minutes ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just minutes ago.
Hello.
She's number one.
Sorry. So,
come with us or die.
Maybe you could put that a bit more tactfully.
I'll be happy. You're not going to kill me.
I want a friend.
You deserve a friend.
What's wrong with the people you travel with?
We are a bit boring.
Are we boring? You have.
My snake's boring now.
Oh.
It doesn't do anything.
You haven't played with it for a while. When's the last time you got your snake out?
You've been playing with it.
He turns away from his desk, mining in the corner again.
Stop mining! Come and
just
play.
Just leave him be.
Bartleby, what is this thing you're looking for? Maybe we have it.
It's an item of power.
No, I have an item of power.
Be a bit more descriptive than that.
Sword.
We have lots of items of power.
Well, not really, no.
Well, how did you come to want to look here for it?
I was told to find it.
By who?
By the Goblin King.
The Goblin King? Does he gobble a lot?
Well, he said it existed anyway.
What did David Bowie tell you to do?
Goblin lie. They
nice.
Lie.
I believe you.
We know the Goblin King.
The Goblin King.
Yes, we know the Goblin King. We know the Goblin King.
He lies.
He's about so big. I
Shot,
describe him.
Green,
yes.
Dead.
Yes. With his stuff, I say, that's the Goblin King. We've met him. His name is X. Well, in that way.
He said that he'd sent some poor halfling all on his own on a venture that didn't...
On a point
You're a terrible liar for a rogue.
No, I'm a terrible liar for a wrong
I'm
player.
A bloody brilliant liar.
I'm a really good liar.
Look, go away. Let me look for the big powerful item that the Goblin King has lost. Then I will take it and get out of this dungeon.
Well, if you come with us, you'll get out anyway, because we're brilliant.
How long have you been in here?
A few days.
There we you lie. I've seen you walking
you
through.
You have not. We've See, not been here.
I've seen the mess you've made.
We didn't make any mess.
No, we've been tidying.
We are
firing
tidying.
Off traps and...
They did them on purpose.
Leaving dead goblins around.
Yeah.
Listen, when we came in here, we were this big. Now we're this big.
Fabulous.
I have wands that do magical, amazing things.
Really now? Great. Good for you. Off you go.
So, Bartleby, please entertain us since we haven't spoken to many people for a while. Why are you doing this thing for the Goblin King?
Not doing it for the Goblin King. He said to me, look, you're a rogue, aren't you? And I said, yeah, Mr. Goblin King. And he said, right, if you can find me this thing. And I was like, yeah, I'll find your thing. What is it? And he said, well, it's this thing. And it's powerful. And I was like, yeah, all right, I'll find it. And he's not going to get it back if I do. But
so why should you do this for him? What has he promised
you? I'm doing it for him, stupid!
Who are you doing it for?
Me!
Evil. He's
you
evil.
Stupid
evil.
Man!
Kill him!
Yeah, you're right, let's top him.
What? I'm joking.
He's just called me a stupid man. I'm not a man and I'm not stupid. It's obviously
no,
mad.
You're a bold dwarf.
Exactly.
I'm stupid.
No, I'm not. I'm very, very clever.
I heard the utterings of Cone of Cold earlier. Before you changed into
fireball.
Cold. Oh, it would have been worth it.
That's quite...
Be my friend.
You don't want this guy.
All my friends keep dying.
Oh, I'll invite your friend.
Very well, to let you live, Bartleby, we shall pronounce that we have defeated you and move on. Next. You are defeated. Let's
just
go.
Leave him be to his Goblin King searching.
My friends keep dying, Zaris.
He goes back and hacks
well,
the wall.
Well, you may want to look closer to home for that one.
Okay.
We walk through the door.
You walk through the door? What are you doing to
him?
I lock him in.
Oh, it's a frozen halfling. Yeah. Obstacle.
I lock him in.
Yes.
You can't lock him in. There's no door.
No,
but we could turn him into a halfling popsicle.
Yes.
You haven't been to F, have you? Uh-huh. Oh, you're so much... The top end
well,
of the level.
Just been to F.
No, I meant you've not been into. It's hardly been into F.
It's
have
like
you?
It's like being in an airport in a foreign country. I'm in a foreign. No, you're in an airport. It's all the same. Oh, okay, back out. Fine. Yes, I've been to Germany.
Right.
Technically, I've been to Belgium because on the way to Germany we stopped there.
So, actually, I have been to Germany.
At the services.
That's when Val bumped us into Hooker Street. In. That was quite funny. You remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, where are we staying? Kaiserstrasse. Oh, look, here's an info about Kaiserstrasse. There's a lot of undressed ladies advertised there.
Wow.
Oh, I wonder if it's cheap to stay. Mm-hmm. What do you have to do for accommodation?
Yeah. Everyone on their way to Kaiserstrasse.
There's a very large glass window and a red light.
Where we're sleeping. Yeah.
Nice.
If you wake up sore, well, that's the way. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You walk through the big shiny door of the bigness.
We leave Bartleby to halfling. As a frozen number. Mm-hmm. Or we think about it at least.
Oh my lord.
Chill.
Shh. Where are you? Oh. Ah, this is where you are.
It's from going backwards in the book, it's just not right.
I
going forward?
Oh, we're actually going forward.
Alright, okay. Quite significantly further forward than we previously were.
Yeah.
Woo. But not as far forward as be happy.
No. G was very scary.
Yes. As was E at the time.
Yes, he was very scared.
Which one's the one with the undead?
He was, ah, it's undead, ah, we can't.
We got our asses handed to us, and we left with them, and
ran. Need a magic weapon to hit it. Only one person has a magic weapon, and that's the thing.
And now we've got a big one, but it's in a box.
No, we just hit them with a box, it'll do the same.
Yes, oh no, if only.
Great. Skeleton right. Weapons of etherealness.
You walk through.
Yay!
This room is empty.
Yeah.
And cast in complete darkness.
Oh.
A closer look inside this oddly shaped chamber reveals three doors, as well as a layer of undisturbed dust.
Undisturbed.
There's a door here on the south.
Fat.
A door here, and a door here.
This is F, yeah? Huge. We're actually in F.
It's vast, yeah.
It's a giant room. We're in F now.
Welcome to F.
What?
What did you say? What did he say?
I said high in fat, low in fat.
Dust. Eat dust. You have a ban. You have a moratorium on this. You're not allowed to say anything. That's Bartleby.
That's Bartleby.
Right, what are you doing? It was difficult to speak with your throat cut.
Right, you too.
No, that's it.
Damn it! Not both! I haven't you got a zero in your hair!
You've been so good for so many months.
Oh my god.
Right!
You shower of bastards.
I would like to see one of those. It must be very good. I just see it on the map of England, wouldn't you? It's like 4 point like this.
Yeah, sure. From the northwest.
A shower of bastards.
Is that the collective noun?
Yeah. Yes, it is a collective noun for bastards. Is a shower.
You're all bastards. Oh, I was doing so well. Sorry, it's Finn. It's Finn. You think it's really
We're not quite sure that a Tarful Catcher is dead. We do want it.
Okay, there are three doors. One leads into a large empty room, which is large and empty.
Oh, good.
We've defeated
the
room.
One here and one here.
Is it a good place to rest?
It is, seems to be.
Let's rest.
Yeah,
it's quite cold, though. Actually, it has an extreme cold marker. I would admit, see if it's worth resting here. No. Very it's not. You good. Think it's very, very cold, to the point where it might injure you.
Ouch.
Oh, okay. We'll not stay here, then. So we...
You're alright moving a little bit.
North and east?
Stop you.
Two doors. There's a north-east door and a north-west door.
North
and east?
Yeah, north-east.
Okay.
Check it.
Ooh.
20.
You don't think it's trapped?
27.
Is it locked?
Yes.
19 and 15.
A lot.
Can't 34. Pick it.
Not a 34? You might miss out by it. 2.
This door is broken.
Oh.
Make me a... the knowledge thievy stuff. Very intelligent.
Dungeoneering? It's in the dungeon.
So I roll this and have my intelligence.
Yes, intelligence bonus.
10.
It'll do. You think the doors are fake?
It's a fake door!
It's a pseudo door. Ooh, I'm a dwarf. I can sense these things.
Try the other one.
Yes.
Okay.
When is a door not a door?
It's fake.
Yeah. Ah. See? I can use it.
As a small child, it took me some years to work out that.
Okay. Move the door.
Yep.
You don't think it's locked?
Is it trapped?
Do we also think the fake door is a fake door?
16.
You don't think so?
Oh, bother. Okay. I open it.
So.
You open the door.
It was.
A natural 10.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Everything goes quiet.
Beyond the door,
freedom!
You see a room, which is a small square room, very dark, devoid of light, furniture, and decoration.
If it's dark, how do
a door
we
with an unusual
furniture?
Lock fashioned on black metal in the middle of the eastern wall.
Black metal?
It's the only thing of interest.
Ooh, black metal.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently.
Swedish black metal.
Ah, I see what it is, yes. Mm.
The interesting thing is that you don't actually get full black metal, they're all this oxidizing.
Well, shall we?
Walking.
We definitely think that door was fake. So.
Do I have to cast a spell to use my wand of light and I've just bashed my toes?
Mm. So you're going to need a lot of assistance. Can you dig up the player's handbook?
Huzzah!
Wow, you're a good archaeologist.
And then you look at me and spell energy drain.
Ooh, yeah, that's harsh.
No, don't. If you don't do it, then you can't do it.
Yeah, what it does, it gives you a d6 hit points at 400 XP.
Yeah. Per second.
Okay.
For 4 hours.
Okay.
Go on.
Right, that's going to be very harsh. It's a fortitude save.
Go ahead.
Probably not going to make it.
Level 15 caster.
Makes no difference to caster level.
Yeah, it just says caster level 15.
Yeah, I never say anything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it'll be 10 plus level of the spell. I've not made it anyway.
It's 25. 25? No, 10 plus level of the spell. Yeah, go on. Next
level. Plus modifiers.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I've not made it anyway.
Okay.
I lose 2d4 level.
Oh! Jesus! Holy Mother Joseph Mary of Dwarfdom.
4. Not permanent, is it?
Can be.
Oh, no!
They're negative levels.
Oh, shit. 4 levels. Tharys steps through the door and goes, oh, as he gets to the other side. You see it on the room. My mistake, on the room on the other side, there is no door that you can see from the one you're coming through. Don't worry about it.
Well, it makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Would you have gone through?
No.
To an empty room.
But an empty room.
It's an empty,
no exit.
Void room. Sorry, my apologies. It's written as if you're coming in from the other way. As it were.
You're coming in from another door.
You'll understand in a while.
Well,
so there is a secret door. One would assume then.
Is my secret door spell still going?
No. Oh. Would you have gone through?
If it's an empty room.
It's an empty room. It's a totally empty, devoid room. It's only 10 foot by 10 foot.
On previous experience, we would have ignored it, because we've ignored an awful lot recently.
Yeah.
Shut the door. Fair enough. You won't go through. So in my description, I'll pull that one back. I'm happy to make that work. The door in the room described is the one you would step through if you went into the room, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So when you say there's one door, it's the door that we...
would have stepped into the room out of. It's just, yeah. Oh, sorry, I checked the room, there's only one door, which would have been the one you would have stepped into the room out of.
It's badly written.
Oh, okay.
They don't.
So you wouldn't go through and take the energy drain, which is mean.
Mm.
Okay, now what?
Our heads hurt.
Mm. Let me spot check you.
Better than our heads exploding.
Search check, rather. Actually, what was your search check for this door originally? Did you do one?
It was like, was that 32?
Yeah. You find some small indentations in the sides of the door frame now that the door is open. They look like they're lightly carved marks that have not been made by the passage of time or by claws of unknown creatures. Looks like they've been put there. Looking at them very closely, you think they might be runes.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody speak runish?
Or a dwarf?
No.
You'd think so for a dwarf,
why?
Because
there's some runes. Look.
Are the runes
here.
Of magical power? Do I recognise
look at
them?
The runes?
They're runes.
Detect magic.
Detect language?
So they're celestial runes.
Celestial rune for cheese.
They're celestial runes for transport, teleportation, connection.
Wow.
Oh. Perhaps we close the door and open again, it might be a different room.
Yay! Do that. Do I have to, can we get the door handle without, going into the room?
I assume it opens in outwards.
You open the door. The door, the room beyond, looks exactly like this room. And in fact, you can see yourselves standing in it.
Ooh.
Oh!
Hello! Oh, that's strange.
Hello!
That is magical.
You see yourself waving and saying hello back to yourself.
Ooh, it's like a mirror! Hello. Mm. My god, I'm bald!
Yes.
Strange. Did tell you.
Close open.
I'm really, really attractive. No, actually, bring me back! Bring me back!
It does actually say that if I roll the room you're standing in, I'm to ignore the result, but it's not as interesting.
No.
And you're figuring out
it's
what it is
cube,
anyway.
It's the cube, isn't it? It's the cube.
Kind of. Trying again? Yeah.
Yes.
Welcome to...
Woo! Again!
There we go. That's a room we haven't seen yet.
This is interesting. This may lead to a way out if we do it often enough.
Mm.
14 years later. No.
We've been in here for a year.
No.
What's a week or two opening the door? I'll do it. We're taking shifts.
This room leads to a corridor ahead of you. You see 10 feet ahead, the corridor bears off to your left and continues down away before turning to the right.
If we go in there, if we see a room we like, maybe we'll get struck by it, by badness like you did. Because you said it hurt.
Oh, but that was a different suit.
Happened in a minute when I walked through the door and got in the corridor.
Yeah.
Right,
the corridor. We open up. I wonder if this is on a rotation, in which case we should do it enough to find out what all the possible permutations are, then pick one we fancy.
I'd say 6 weeks should come. No,
well, we'll start, we'll see, we'll do it for like 50 times, and then if we start to see any repetition at any point, then we know it's going to be, if it's not repeating, it's a 50, we know
corridor.
Stop that. If it does start to repeat, we know it must be on some kind of cycle, and we can work that out and then just pick the one we want. Yes, but I'm saying, well, yes, but within a certain limit of randomness. And then it goes that's why you do it 50 times. If you don't get a repeating one within 50, then it may be completely and utterly infinite.
Oh, okay.
So what are you doing?
Keep on going. Open the door.
You keep opening and closing doors. You see
a
number of rooms, some of which come up again and again, some of which are different.
It's on it's on some kind of rotation, because the same
There's
one.
No pattern as far as you're aware.
Yes, but not in the logical sequence of this followed by that, followed by that.
There is no logical sequence. The rooms you're seeing are random.
Are random, but we're seeing, every so often, we're seeing the same room.
Yes.
Right.
There is a limited, so you think there's a limited limit. Number of rooms that the door opens to.
Exactly.
However, the pattern is random.
Yes, that's fine. That means we can make notes of the ones that come up twice or whatever, or we just make notes of different ones.
Right.
Okay? Until we've got as many as we think they are, and then we'll say, right, this one looks quite good.
Nice.
Let's keep opening it till we get back to this
you
quite
think
good
there are
one.
10 different rooms that this door opens to, including the one you're standing in.
Right, that's not too many.
And which ones have exits, which ones don't have exits?
Right. You're really looking at every bloody room, aren't you?
Yeah.
We're in the middle of a dungeon, we're looking for a way out.
Okay. One of them.
There is a description.
I haven't looked at the description.
Which ones have exits?
It's not that simple.
Oh, okay.
The door
goes
opens,
very
and if there's something in the room, it can bite your ass.
There we go. Ooh, look, close.
Yeah. No, we open it again, it won't be there.
One of them opens up to. I think it's two way anyway.
What's the room number out of interest that we're looking at?
You're standing in room F90.
F90.
Well, we're not standing around.
Well, yeah,
we're going to jog and open doors and stuff.
Oh. Maybe I should stand just further back from the door with a bomb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shoot anything that might burst in too quickly.
Hmm.
Oh, should be good with bows. I mean, look at Legolas in the bloody Mines of Moria.
One of the rooms you open it into is a large room with bronze sconces set on the walls. There is a door, and there are four large armoured humanoid figures with the heads of bulls. As you open the door, they turn to look at you.
Close
the door. We've encountered you, beat you, lock you in. We win.
Okay.
Add up 4 minutes off.
Well, we could open the door and let one out and then slam the door quickly.
Yeah, come on.
We could taunt one out.
Yes.
Ah, you can't take us on your own.
They might not be evil. Mind you, the last minutaur we met was not nice.
Another one opens up into a corridor. Corridor, obviously, you don't really know which direction it's travelling in. A corridor, it seems to be at an intersection, a corner. Off to one side there is a door. Towards the other end, the corridor just leads straight down.
Okay.
Away from the door. The next one is similar. The corridor leads directly away, but the corridor on one side is the other way towards the door, mm-hmm. and there is a door coming off it.
Yeah.
Another one is to the room in an oddly shaped room, which is completely dark.
Even night vision won't pick it up, is it? Absolutely.
Oh, no, it's completely dark. Night vision picks it up fine. Next you have a square room, which you've seen before, completely devoid of light and nothing else in it. Another is there. Another small room, no furniture, no doors. There is a remains of a dead elf, which you suspect, in the room.
Does it have pointy ear bones?
Yes, it does.
Is that how we tell it now?
Yeah. It's just thin and long, like everybody else.
Then nothing never works.
The next one is burnt in some fashion by something.
Where is it? There it is. It has doors leading off of it. Thick layer of soot is covering the walls and the door. Next is...
This isn't very interesting.
What can I do? You told me to do it.
Yes, that's fine.
I can't really get to interesting bits.
Is another room. It has door leading from it.
The four minotaurs are interesting.
There's another door leading from it. And finally, the room you're standing in, and then that corridor you saw, which led off to the left-hand side. That's where you're heading.
What about the dead elf room?
But there were no exits from there, were there?
There were no exits from the dead elf room.
Was it just the dead elf with any...
Well, there's no exits, you could say it looked like a small room. There was no obvious exit from looking.
As long as you don't close the door, we can just go in and come out again.
I would assume so.
Well, why don't we do that with some safe and innocuous room? Say the small dark one.
What room are you going for? Pick a room.
I want the corridors.
I think
the corridors. Or is it just going to be the next room? Now you know what they all are.
No, we're going to go for another room, the corridor room.
Which? Or do you want me to roll and see which one comes up first?
Well, the one that had a door in it as well. There was a... Because you said there was one...
There was a couple that,
that went had a door...
Yeah, a door and a corridor leading straight away.
Well, it had two doors and a corridor, didn't it?
I know which one you meant. That will be that one. Are you going through?
You don't want to check out the dead elf.
Who's first?
Me, as usual.
You step through. You see Tharys step through. Make me fortune save.
23.
You're fine. You step through.
Okay.
You're next.
Yeah.
You step through. Make me a fortune save.
24.
Wilrin steps through. Who's next?
I don't want to go.
I will go.
I'm little and small.
I will go.
Make me a fortune save.
Dwarf,
that's
not
either
known.
A really, really good number or a really, really bad number.
17.
Oh dear.
Yeah, dwarf gets it again.
You step through a false floor.
Oh, the dwarf has fallen over.
Dwarf, can I see him fall?
Yes, you see him step through and collapse to the ground.
Okay. I'll go and see what's wrong with him.
I'm not coming in.
A heal check.
I'm not coming in. I don't want to. I'll stay here.
26.
He's not quite dead. He's in some kind of catatonic state.
Wow.
You think if somebody would look at him that he wasn't trained in medicine as yourself, they may just consider him dead.
Right. Drag him to one side of the door.
How bad worse?
It just seems to be some form of spell to make him catatonic.
Should that come in?
It'll wear off in a while.
Probably.
Should be okay.
Bearing in mind my fortitude is only 5. I'm going to die.
Going for it?
I'm going to have to.
That's the other one. That again is either really, really good or really, really bad.
No, 20 is what's rolled.
I slightly
have a
problem.
Let me a will serve.
Okay.
And a fortitude serve.
A will and a fortitude.
Yeah. Both against traps, I think.
No.
I got 20 on my will save.
Good.
I rolled my fortitude, but it was a cock die, so...
Just roll again.
Okay. Oh, it's the same fucking number. 8.
11.
11.
You step through and are completely paralysed when you risk to go aside.
Quite a halfling, that doesn't have a real...
Move from the door.
Well, I didn't have a problem.
Can I talk?
No, you're paralysed.
Okay.
But it only takes a couple of minutes before you come back again.
How about Arthur?
Balazar is just lying there.
He's just asleep now.
He looks like he's dead.
You sure he's not dead?
You're pretty certain he's not dead.
In which case...
Now, although the effect is called dead, instantly suffers catatonia. Yes.
At which point we will use my dispel magic.
Okay.
I hope it's a magical trap.
It is a magical effect. I'm happy for that dispel magic to work.
That's a big
one. So that would be 25.
25.
And.
What are you rolling against?
11 plus the caster level.
Caster level. Well, assume that every other spell that requires caster is casting at level 15 caster, so they'll be casting level
26.
Yeah.
No, then.
Yeah, he's still dead. Effectively dead.
I'm glad I only got the paralysis, I have to say. Can I move again now?
Yes, he's technically not dead, though.
He's technically not dead, no.
Well, that's tame, that one.
Yeah,
good job, you're a good healer, because otherwise you may have just assumed he died.
Are you sure he's not dead?
Right.
Yes.
Looks quite
now
dead
you're
to me.
All on the opposite side. This door, there is a door, effectively, which is the one you come through, mm-hmm. is an unusual design painted on it. A dark red circle with a blue dot in the middle. A small black iron lock is set above the doorknob. Same as the door on the other side of that painting, basically. Mm-hmm. He's standing in a corridor. One direction leads away from the door, down into the dungeon. There's a small door on the right-hand side as you're going up there. To the left, as you come out of the door, there is a door on your right and a door directly ahead of you. The door directly ahead of you is one of those big, impressive doors.
Oh, okay. I'll wait till the halfling comes round.
She's round.
I didn't like that. I couldn't move or talk or anything.
Do you want to stick a spike in that door? It doesn't close. Okay. Back out again.
I can do that. Spike it, spike it, spike it.
Okay, spike it.
It's not a vampire. Mm. Lovely thing.
Now, what was he going to get up to?
What's 11 times 20?
How long are you waiting?
What's 11 times 20?
220.
That's it.
You tried kicking it. I find that works with sleepy dwarves.
Maybe I could backstab it and then it might hurt him enough to wake him up.
No.
Okay.
This is a horrendous area.
Can we leave now, please?
It's not so much the things that are in it, it's just these annoying little warp gates.
What are my marvellous pigments called?
None of the marvellous pigments.
Phelan's loot, personal stash. It's getting good though.
About three times the length of party stash.
Yeah.
It's not actually.
Party stash is looking pretty big. Okay, what are you doing?
I've just got all the nice stuff.
How long are you waiting?
I've just checked. I haven't taken everything.
Well, are you happy here in the corridor?
I prefer it in a room.
There's a door. There's two doors. There's three doors.
Well, this is one of these big impressive doors.
Yeah, one is one of the impressive doors. So there's one towards the big impressive door on the right.
Try the room next to that.
Okay.
Do you want to check the door?
See how we go. Is it trapped?
Let me listen check.
28 for trapped. Listen. 24.
You can hear gruff voices coming from inside.
What are they saying? What language?
Let me look again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What language they speak?
Swiss.
Yes, they're speaking Swedish.
Oh, he speaks Swedish. Or Elven.
Apparently. My alphabet is broken. They speak giant.
Oh,
anyone speak giant?
Yes.
Do you? You put points in giant. I know you were learning it. Have you actually managed to get the skill giant yet?
No.
They recognise similar words that Bragdor and used to speak.
It's Bragdor.
Sounds like Bragdor's talking to many other Bragdors.
Bragdor and his mum and dad. They're saying...
Bragdor they like, and his Mormon dad.
They like cheese. And
having many wives.
That's what they're saying. Do you speak giant too?
So
I speak giant.
What you can figure out is it's something speaking giant. Or the similar language to Bragdor's book.
Yes. I'm role-playing.
I know you are. I was just saying.
You were just taking away my role-playing.
I was, yeah. I'm so mean.
Indeed, not that role-playing.
No, just roll the dice, damn it.
Do I lose XP for roleplay?
Yes. Vast quantities.
Maybe not that room. No. It's full of giants. Or even just unusually big people.
About how many giants do you think?
3 or 4, you think?
Oh dear.
It might be his mum, dad and brother.
And they're all ready to convert to the worship of...
Mr.
Fraggor in his new Tolmite robes is walking around.
Say, be good, smack!
Oh my god.
Where's the next one?
The next one along will be that huge door, but there's one halfway up the corridor before it bends around to the left.
Yes, you could try. Like listing up that door.
Yeah.
Trying that one, eh? The door to that room is...
Watch this, we go miles and miles encountering empty room after empty room. Unlocked. Every fucking room here is going to be occupied by freaking giants.
It is locked.
Is it trapped? Is it listenable?
It's listenable. You don't think it's trapped?
I listen for 21.
I listen for quite high as well.
You listen for quite high. You don't think there's no noise beyond it?
Check for traps and then unlock it.
This door is a trap.
You don't think it's trapped?
I rolled a 1.
It's not locked either.
Let's open the door.
Okay. You can't open the door.
Are you sure it's not locked?
It's not locked. It seems stuck in some fashion.
I think if we put our shoulder to the door, we get it open.
Quite possibly. Ready?
And,
1, 2, 3, go.
You crash against the door. It doesn't move. At all.
Mm. Is this another one of these fake doors?
Is it a fake door? The door isn't fake.
Okay. No idea.
I pull the door.
Doesn't move.
Jiggle the handle a bit.
Maybe spot checks.
29.
Has runes running round.
Oh no, there's more runes. There's more runish.
Okay.
More runish.
It's the same as the door you've checked already. It's another one of those portal doors.
It won't open because we've wedged the other door open.
No.
I don't like it here. It's weird. Designed to miss Balazar already.
Are there any other doors along here?
There's a corridor.
Are we just carrying him or have we left him?
There seems to be. If you go up and you take a left, there's a door directly ahead of you in the corridor, which seems to have rooms around the inside of it as well.
Is that one of those big doors?
No. One of those normal warp doors. It's a warp door.
One of these normal warp doors.
One of those normal warp doors. Description. The door is identical to any other in the region, but the design resembling an open hand is painted in blue colours in the centre.
Talk to the hand.
The hand.
You're not worth the extension.
So that's the hand of
the door. There is another door down here which is connected, you believe, possibly to that one with the voices.
Oh, good.
You hear more voices from inside.
Okay. Maybe they're friendly giants. Big, friendly giants.
I knew you were going to say that.
Perhaps they're green.
I was going to say that as well. Green, jolly, big, friendly giants.
Jolly, jolly green giants.
They're the jolly green giant.
Perhaps they don't like green giants.
2,000 hit points to you! What are you doing with Balazar, by the way? Now we'll be trying to paint a cart, probably. Always catch the rough end of stuff. You don't want a 1. You don't want a 20, really, because I've rolled twice and combined the results. The one you came down.
Okay. We can find a room.
You return back to 20, then. To the room you came in through.
Yeah.
Yeah?
And...
trying a different exit.
Yeah.
You open the door, you realise when you open them that these two are connected in some fashion.
Yeah.
So you can see the other door now that you've been there.
Yeah.
You recognise the corridors that they're connected. And when they open up, they look at each other.
Yeah.
It's very annoying. there's another one with a corridor, I believe, which is over here somewhere.
We'll try an empty room.
An empty room? Pick one. Elf, just empty room, random roll, first empty room I get to.
I'll try the elf one.
The elf one. I don't know what room that was.
Because somebody wanted to investigate it.
How is that?
Always Balazar.
This is the dead elf you wanted to see, Balazar. Oh, sorry, we've dropped you on it. Ooh.
Ooh. Right, I've got it.
Never mind.
Small room is dark with no furniture.
I'll brush off fine when it dries.
Who's going through?
Me.
Look at that. Okay, make me will save. Oh, these aren't so bad.
27.
Blue mate, you step through. Not that it matters.
Is there anything else in the room that now I'm in there?
There is a dead elf. There is the door you came in through. There is the bony remains of a dead elf in the middle of the room.
I'm still not there. Convinced you could tell straight away it was a dead elf.
He's clever.
He's wearing a pointy elf hat.
Nope, there's nothing else except for dead elf in the room.
Elf hat even his bones to make it easier.
Okay, at which point, if you would like to spark the door and come through.
You step through?
Two! Better than one!
No, don't make me anything. Oh, yes, do. What's the resist for a flesh of stone?
I assume it's a fortitude.
I'm assuming it's fortitude.
No, it's reflex.
You're wishing.
Oh, will.
What's your line? You were good now, aren't you?
Yeah,
you cut it good.
Why?
Just know it's fortitude.
Fortitude safe, please.
Plus 3.
11.
15th level caster.
Did you say I had a plus 3?
With trap, I see.
It's 14. Kind of a magical effect rather than a trap.
11 or 14.
Trap.
Yeah.
Hey? 11 or 14, depending on whether it's a trap or not.
15th level caster. You turn to stone. You step. She steps through the door and is a statue on the other side.
That's fine. She's on my side.
Yep. Wolverine's left with the body of Balazar on the other side.
Does he get spell effects when he gets...
Can I see when I'm sitting on
my
statue?
No. You're an object.
Am I essentially unconscious then?
You're essentially an object. You're dead effectively. Mm. You'll come back later and go, oh, fucking hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 or 3 weeks later, we'll find out how to turn you back.
Yeah, but as far as you're concerned, no time has passed.
2 or 3 weeks. Tomorrow. or when we rest.
What are you doing? You're having a rest.
Well, I...
The door jammed open.
I slide the unconscious Palestine through.
Are you all going through into this room?
Well, we can't rest in this room, can we?
Why?
So I thought this room...
Oh, no, the other room, yeah.
Yep. There's a nasty effect.
Yeah.
No nasty effects.
If you're already fucked off by an effect, no new effect. And me.
Okay, you're stepping through. Well, there's a figure effect in this room, but I'm going to annoy it. Ignore it. Because you'll pass eventually. Oh, my lord. Insanity as per the spell.
Oh, yeah.
At least you're not Guru insane.
It's an enchantment.
15th level caster.
I think it might be an enchantment.
Woohoo! Extra bonuses.
Plus 4.
Yay! Extra
shiny plus bonuses. Plus 2 for being an elf. Plus 2 for someone.
Extra shine!
You need it.
Force of will.
Will save.
So that's 14. I get on my roll.
Good, you're going to need it. It's a 7th level spell, so you 30. Need at least 70. You've done it, that's fine. Thank God.
Yeah, insanity is not good.
I kill you all!
It'd be funny if it was Garou, though. He would have just mulled.
You suffer a continuous confusion effect.
Oh,
the spell.
Oh, God. So a random...
It's permanent.
You act random.
In fact, no. Or rather, it's instantaneous.
Yeah, which means it has to be dispelled.
No, it can't be dispelled.
Oh.
You have to use Great Restoration, Heal, Limited Wish, Miracle, or Wish.
Jeez. Do you have any of those?
No.
You're knackered, kids. Wow. This area is level 7 to 9.
Should we leave this area and go to ski?
Actually, I'm being particularly mean. You two are immune to the effects of the gate.
So are you...
Yeah.
I'm just confusing you. Sorry. We'll never let an effect take effect on you. I'm just making it a bit more...
So it's just us two? Because of our alignments?
Yes.
Oh, you bastard.
Lawful good characters are immune to the effects of the gate.
Boing, 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 boing.
Am I in this room?
I'm jumping, I'm happy.
There's a benefit. Well, actually, now we can drag you through anywhere. Because you're no longer affected by any more.
So they can just drag you through the level they found exit. Yeah. This is a level 7 to 9 area.
Oh.
And we're 15 spell effects for anyone who's not lawful good.
Because one of those spells is level 9 that you were going to cast.
What?
Energy drain.
Is it level 9?
Yeah.
Shit.
What's a 2d4 negative
level? I've got feeble mind as well. I've got rage and confusion both going off at the same caster. At the same character.
Oh, yeah.
Angry and confused! Whoever wrote this one, hang on, let's find out who wrote this fucking horrible area. F. Thank you, Richard Faresi, for this wonderful area of vast confusion. Okay, you are in this area.
We rest.
You rest. Time passes. It's a bit drafty, according to the encounter conditions. It's a bit drafty.
Fine, we wake up with a cricket eye.
You do.
Does the dead elf have anything?
Herpes?
Yes, dead elf's disease.
For searches?
It suffers from the fact that it is dead.
The one, 15.
Good enough. Underneath his body, or remains of his corpse, is a leather pouch that once held a topaz bottle stopper cork.
Have you once held that?
It's rotted away.
Oh.
The cork is of exquisite quality and sculpted to resemble a long curving feather. Is the box confusing you? You failed your open box check.
Ha!
Steve just grunts it open.
Oh, I went, look.
Yeah, I was doing that all.
Look, they're perforated on the
side. Yes, only because I just had to jam them with a pair of scissors. Right, no sweeties for you.
Thanks, dude.
Dude.
Don't eat them, because I like them.
What am I allowed?
I don't like.
Topic over there?
Yeah.
I'll eat a topic. Balzar, you're dead. You can't have one. Right. Yes. Oh, there's a cocklestopple.
Cocklestopple?
There's a cocklestopple underneath the body. And,
I stopple my cockle with it.
And there's a very shiny short sword. It's quite nice.
What have topics
pretty.
In them? What have topics got in them?
Nuts.
Same for you. Oh, I might like
them
then.
Quite like topics.
I definitely don't like Maltesers, Mars Bars or Snickers, everybody.
They have nuts in them as well.
What? But I don't like them.
Marathons.
They've got goo in
them. Damn
them.
I still call them marathons.
The American,
and opal fruit.
The Americans won the Starburst and Snicker Wars. Bounties. Ooh.
Mine.
Ooh.
Mine. You have to eat all the stuff I don't like. There you go.
Okay, what are you doing?
Resting.
Resting.
You rest?
Resting some more. Woo! This is a nice short sword. I shall keep it. I can use it.
They're not just for you.
I'm not.
I can't fail my heal pack to get my stuff back. Either.
I'm having enough to
rest. Right, anyone who needs to do stuff. What are you doing?
Everybody
there?
Gets double the level back of hit points. Ooh, apart from failing.
Because I don't exist.
Statue.
Statue.
I don't exist. How awful is this?
You're an item.
Uh-huh. Who's
gonna
could
mend her, so she'll be fully healed when she gets back. Oh no, you'd mend the wound, wouldn't you?
I ain't so full health anyway.
Yeah.
And I was actually, I would.
Does he actually heal overnight?
No.
Why not?
Dead though.
It's the equivalent thereof. It's a magically induced state of. Basically, paralysis. It's like a feigned death spell.
Feigned death?
It's effectively that.
He looks dead.
Yeah.
He may not feel
acting like dead.
Well, he might, but I'm not going to lie.
Say dead.
It's called dead, is equivalent of dead. I'll have to interpret it that way. Wasn't that injured anyway, was it?
He injured? Yes, he was.
He'll be fine. You wake up in the morning. Balzar does not. Phelan stares like statuary.
Is this an absurdly long effect? So are we going to be dragging him around for the next 3 years?
It's not an absurdly long effect. It's a silly length for the effect.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Oh.
Right.
Yes.
Stupid hate.
So... we will go with break enchantment on the halfling.
Yep. Does that just do it?
No.
Why?
Because that's only not enough.
No, well,
23. Mm. 15 club effect. So try the other one. That's not your bad.
Oh well, we'll try again.
Tomorrow.
Yay.
Yay.
Mm. You rest in the drafty room yet again. Or are you going for
and
one?
I'll try and dispel on Balazar.
I'm going to teach myself to juggle.
That'll probably do it.
Yeah.
That's 28.
That'll do it. Even you're fine, as far as you're aware, you stepped through the doorway.
Hmm?
You're lying in a completely different room with Tharys standing over you going,
why am I lying on top of a dead elf?
You were dead, dude.
Oh, you were
that's sort of disgusting.
Fake dead. Nearly dead.
This area is horrendous.
Yeah.
Not only is it filled with minotaur,
don't tell me.
You can't just walk around it.
The dwarf got it again. It's always the dwarf that gets
thinking,
it.
I'm thinking, rather than being here...
I've had worse.
Rather than being here, you need to go back to that area with the demons in. At least you knew what you were getting in there.
Yeah. At least they would only beat us to death.
I've been turned to stone before. It's not so bad.
Yes, but I could bring you around from that one.
He's already had two goes.
Just need a little encouragement.
Or are you walking about a bit?
You could copy up a spell if we
went. Yeah, I'm copying up a spell and getting some
hit points back.
Go on,
what you're
writing
up.
I will... Do my standard with the sword.
Copy up...
Juggle.
I might even try doing something with this rod.
This is a 15-foot square room.
Silence could be quite good on enemy spellcasters.
Yeah. Hold person's a bit...
You can't cast silence.
Sorry?
You can't cast silence.
It's on a... Scroll.
It might well be on scroll, but you can't grab it in your spell book.
It's a divine spell.
Or a bard spell.
Hair can be bard. Does it have silence anymore?
I've never got silence.
Not in the second edition.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because it was a divine spell.
Because
it was dead good.
Yeah, they kept bards in this edition.
Hold person's not going to do much at these levels, so... Oh, I might just go...
Hold person. No, it was a bit crap when you got
higher
level at second level, at second end, but I don't know about third end, actually.
What's the looks like? It's a will save.
It's a will save. Against your standard DC. Mm.
Alright, I'll take all scribe. Hold person.
Make the roll.
Da, 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 da. 11 plus. And,
Spellcraft.
Skill, yes, isn't the spellcraft. That just makes 29.
That's fine. Well scribed.
Hooray.
Right.
Well, I shall see if I can do something about taking some things out of this wand.
How are we going about this?
Well, I've got craft rod.
Right.
It is rod of wonder.
It is, yes.
I shall ask Mister for guidance, of course.
What are you trying to do?
Trying to reduce the randomness by maybe take a power out of it.
Okay.
So you're rolling a percentile and you get 99.
Let's see what makes a rod of wonder.
Confusion.
Is it confusion?
Yeah.
So you want to make it less random?
Less confusing.
I'll basically take some of the things out of it.
You want to make it less random or remove some of the effects that it has?
Well, you do that by removing... You remove effects out of it, makes it less random. So bigger numbers could do that.
Well, it could might just not work when the spell bits that have been removed is not there.
Yeah, just you have to be a chaotic creator in order to make a rod of wonder.
Yes, I'm lawful.
Oh, interesting. You can break a rod of wonder.
It's going the other way.
Do we have any rules for creation and fiddling of magical items like this? No. We'll have to wing it, don't we?
Mm.
Can you cast confusion?
No, I don't.
And you're not chaotic?
No.
But I've got a little bit.
I know dispel chaos.
Let's make it a rod.
Yeah.
Very magical rod.
A rod of rodness.
Or I could turn it into something like, I don't know, a rod of scorching ray.
A rod of scorching ray. How boring.
Yeah, you can cast
but more predictable.
Number, yeah.
Do you know Eagle ray. Splendor?
I can do.
Fabricate?
Can I heck?
It's the problem with rods, isn't it?
Yeah. There's very few I can actually make.
Shout.
No.
No. Do you know contagion?
Yes, but it's an evil spell.
Yeah, but to put it into an item wouldn't be evil.
No, but it's an evil spell. I won't cast it.
Is it evil to even endorse it into an item?
Yeah.
Make an effect?
Because it makes the makes it an evil item.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's a bit clever. Do you know locate object?
Yes.
It's a rod of then, locate
object. As you have the already pre-enchanted rod, and you have cancel confusion, whatever the spell is called.
Dispel chaos.
Yeah. I will let you wipe the rod of wonder, so you reset it to just an empty rod, and then you can re-enchant it as a different rod.
You naughty man.
Which would be very crap of you, as the Rod of Wonder is good. However, I'm not going to let you remove specific effects from the rod, because that wouldn't make it a Rod of Wonder, it would make it a rod of some stuff I wanted to do.
Well, it would be random effects that get taken off, I assume.
What?
I assume I would roll for the effect that was taken off.
What, you randomise the random effect? Would you give her it back?
Yeah.
With less effects?
Because it's less wild.
That's a bit strange. But at your level, I don't think you can do that. Not at this point. I'll be happy for you to completely wipe it with your remove chaos or whatever the hell it's called and turn it into a different rod. So basically you're resetting the enchantment and re-enchanting it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you could make, I believe, your spell turning.
Nope.
Do you have... alarm, detect chaos, detect evil, detect good, detect law, detect magic, discern lies, light, see invisibility, prayer, animate objects.
No.
No.
Do you know alarm?
No.
No, neither do I.
Do you have true seeing?
No.
Yes.
Do you? You learn true seeing?
It's a fifth level spell.
And you can make a rod of enemy detection.
Ooh.
Alternatively,
that's how you use
if you have... Do you have craft arms and armour?
No.
But he does.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
So between you,
for a particular reason,
you could turn the rod into a helmet.
I assume you have the bless.
Craft magical armor.
You have the bless spell. Mm-hmm. Then I can make a rod of flailing, which turns it into a dire flail, which is useless to you.
Does it give you the proficiency with it as well?
Charging normal seeming rod into a +3 dire flail. Acts as a double weapon, which means. The wielder can gain an extra attack, cost of making, blah blah blah, if she has the two weapon fight. No.
No, that's not.
If you have pyrotechnics, I believe it's a wizard spell, isn't it?
It's a wizard spell.
Which Paul probably doesn't have. Pyrotechnics. No. Do you have levitate?
I have. No, I don't have. I've got featherfall.
Okay. Do you have inflict light wounds?
Yes.
Do you have bull strength?
Yep.
Flame blade?
Nope.
Hold person?
Yep.
Fear?
Yes, I've got hold person.
Fear?
Yeah.
No, I've got cause fear.
Just fear?
But I don't have fear.
What is that? A wizard spell?
Fear is the wizard spell. Cause fear is the character.
Not flame blade?
No, it's a druid spell.
Bloody hell, you better have a few folk together to learn and make this one.
Yeah.
That's a rod of lordly might. You do have. You don't have locate object.
Nope. I do have locate object.
Yeah, you do. Then you can make a rod of metal and mineral detection.
Right.
Woohoo! You have baleful polymorph.
Yes.
Does my snake stone?
What?
It makes your entire.
We have baleful.
Let's just say yes.
We have baleful polymorph.
It's immune to petrification. It's celestial.
Oh, yes, it is.
So it's just wrapping around my neck.
Then you could make python.
Trapped inside your stone clothes.
Which. Turns into a snake, I think. A giant constrictor.
Nice.
Do you have mass charm monster?
No. Surprisingly, no.
Do you have gate?
Yes. Yeah, right. Yes, I do.
Do you have gate?
No.
No. You want gate?
No. No, right now.
Eagle splendor fabricate and major creation.
Maybe we can...
Lightning bolt?
Yes.
Shout?
No.
Is it a bard spell?
It might be a bard spell, but it's a wizard spell.
Poison. Well, you can't make that one, you have to be evil. That's it. So basically you can make two or three crap rods out of this wondrous thing.
I don't have lightning bolt, I tell them.
No. I think I know lightning bolt. Can't cast it yet. No, I don't.
Your options would be to turn this fantastic item of magic into something that would basically be useless.
Mm.
Basically turning it into a rod. That would be far, far less use. There is no real way of controlling this.
Best just to keep it and sell it?
He won't do that.
No.
He'll never sell it. But he can't destroy it.
Why can't you sell it?
Can you? Because it's not an evil item, and it's not.
But it is anathema to what he stands for.
But it's magic. And that would be destroying magic, and that would be bad, surely, regardless of everything.
What's wrong with selling it?
But you're not really, are you? It's only wild if it does it on its own. It doesn't.
It does.
Well,
you don't control its effects.
Although, but you control what it's used. It's not itself wild magic. Is it? It's random magic.
Yeah.
You need a fate spinner, really, don't you?
Yep. What's wrong with selling it?
You need a wild mage.
Yeah, because they can pick, can't they? Mm-hmm. They roll twice and choose an effect.
Yeah.
It's spinning up the controls a little bit.
Doubt it.
Sell it for cash, there's nothing wrong with selling it.
He won't sell it, because that means that it continues its being used. His god doesn't like wild magic.
Well, nobody says the rod belongs to him anyway. It belongs to all of us.
Exactly.
I think actually it'll find it belongs to me.
Actually, find it belonged to the goblin king.
Yes, I successfully acquired it, which means it's now mine.
It's a great wand.
Bang. No, it's not. It's an awful wand.
I think it's a fabulous wand.
It's highly entertaining.
It is, yes.
I voted yes.
Well, in which case I should.
So did I.
Well, my three no's
will not be counted my 27 yeses by the end of tomorrow.
All in all, you think you could de-enchant it, but at this point you don't even make it anywhere. You think it will be much use to the party. Unless you want a rod of metal and mineral detection. But then you'll be left with an open enchantment. You're going to have to change it to something else.
We can detect the halfling is now a set of minerals.
Nice.
Well, I assume I can do that later.
No, I'm not letting you. Do the whole process at once.
Enchant it as a strange dust.
No. You do the whole process at once, you'll disenchant it and make it into something else, or it stays as a rod of wonder.
In which case, it stays as a magic size rod of wonder. Tucked away forever.
Oh, mean you. Mean! Hydra of magical items.
Evil.
Oh, that should say a mystery is this mean. You'd think she'd want wondrous magic, so people would go, that's cool, I want to be a wizard. No.
It's your mystery, you can do what you want with it.
It's not my mystery, it's the mystery. Right.
It's your world.
So, what are you doing? You're resting again, I assume.
Yeah.
You rest again? Following day, you're still a stone halfling.
We'll try again, shall we?
Hard as rock, she is.
I shall try and use my divine spell pad.
Cool.
I always use her as a battering ram.
A small battering ram. In a very odd shape. Da, 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 da.
So I'm at plus two caster levels.
Yay! Mr. Rogue Pants.
Still don't get it.
Oh dear.
So I get 24.
Stop whistling.
I'm going to get some hit points back.
22 even. You would have got them for resting.
Yeah. 22, is that enough?
No. Maybe 26.
Yeah.
So I shall try with my second spell. And...
You'll be days, are you?
Any other spells you want to copy up?
Yep, copying more spells.
Cleric level plus 1.
Yep. Hang on, you only get it if it fails.
Yes!
Which it doesn't.
Oh.
Halfling is now not stone anymore.
Ding!
Alright, back to you. Back through the magic door.
Here we go again.
Not back through the magic door.
I'm gonna have to go back through the magic door.
There's no other doors out of here unless we want to start knocking through walls.
Fall in thee, then. Well, she steps up.
Does it work when we go both ways?
Both ways.
No,
it didn't, because I was kind. But technically, it does work every time we pass through it.
Oh,
right.
So, only after the fabulous treasure of the cork stopper, woo.
It's worth 975 gold.
My we're not kidding! Yeah. You're not selling. It's worth nearly 1,000 gold.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad what? I found that.
She is!
I shall kindly donate it to the party goods.
Does somebody want to write that down?
What was it?
It's a topaz bottle stopper cork. Exquisitely sculpted to resemble a long curved feather. It's worth. Amazing. 975 gold pieces.
Bloody fortune!
Bottle stopper.
Bottle stopper. It doesn't need the word cork added to it.
How much is it worth?
975.
Gee whiz!
And it's in room
F37. Right, for Lindsay.
It's in the bag, yeah?
And it's in, yeah, you've been donated.
Yeah.
Right. Any effect that is not, is higher than blinded. Is weakened, stunned, paralysed, sickened, nauseated, fatigued, I'm just going to ignore because they only last 2d6 minutes or 2d6 rounds.
Right.
Anything that's 7 or lower, I'm going to have to affect you with. Is that fair? You know there's going to be a bad effect, but most of them are just sort of standing still for a certain amount of time. Panicked is what Lindsay's just got, which would make her panicked for 2d6 rounds, frightened for 2d6 minutes, and shaken for 2d6 hours. Which would affect the party, but to be quite honest, it's just going to be a pain in the tits to juggle all this, because you're going to go through about 60 doors, and you're going to have enormous minuses. Mm-hmm. Or you're just going to spend the rest of the game sitting on your ass.
Or go somewhere else.
Or go to a different area. Well, and that's the problem. I mean, are you going to want this every single time you step through one of these doors?
We just don't step through those doors.
And Balazar.
Unfortunately,
Shuffin' hell, make me a fortitude save.
Roll
fortitude.
High.
Please roll high.
Plus 7. That makes 23.
15th level caster.
Flesh to stone. Not high enough.
Flesh to stone. It's
level
6 spell. So it's 16. His intelligence has to be at least 16, so that's 3.
He's fine.
19-ish.
Oh, 23, I see.
You resisted. Thank God.
I beat the odds this time.
Right, you've
I'm a lucky dwarf.
You're all through the door. Where are you going now?
We're going to have to try to open again and see where we get.
Random?
Let's kick the shit out of some minotaurs.
Let them walk through.
Yeah, let them walk through. They're not awful good.
Let's mock them up. Stone. Chuck a couple of freaking arrows at them. That'll.
A square room, completely empty and dark.
Fuck it.
Recognisable as the one that had nothing in it.
Maybe not. The square.
Yeah.
So
we'll find it.
Let's wait until we get the minotaurs and kill them.
I've got loads of spells waiting for those
numbers. I want to kill something.
Yeah, let's get rid of those four minotaurs. Maybe they're eco warriors.
In fact, as someone else is standing opening the door, I'm waiting for the arrow knocked and pulled back.
And I've got Cone of Cold on the end of my finger.
That's not out. 62. Okay. You've opened a door. Ahead of you is a room. There is a door on to the right of you that seems to lead somewhere. Devoid of light, furniture, and decoration. But
get the minotaur.
Need the minotaur.
He can't hold it much longer. Wolverine can't hold the bow.
I believe we're waiting for the minotaur.
Yeah.
Are you not coming into this room?
No.
Was there an exit with the room with the minotaurs in it?
You couldn't see the four minotaurs.
Fuck it! Let's just
assuming
get them. Let's just come on, bring them on.
Yeah, there was quite a large room. You suspect there probably is an exit.
Bring them on.
I want to go through the minotaur room.
Everybody seems to want the minotaurs.
No, we want them to come to us.
We
want
to kill
the corridor and
everything. Okay. Kind of cold, and then they can walk through the door.
Room the minotaurs are in them, so. Something that. Well, it is in this one. It is in this one.
Look at that. I shoot the minotaur in the head.
Okay, I freeze one's ass off.
Where are you? F2. There it is. It's a more of a long, thin room, really. It is quite long, thin. It's not a bloody room. It's a corridor. What are you talking about? Corridor. Right, are you going through this room?
No.
Okay. We're shooting an arrow at the minotaurs.
And colding them as well.
You see some minotaurs.
Cold, cold.
They're sort of in the room.
Cold, cold.
Are you stood by the door? Because otherwise you're going to catch who's opening it.
Hey?
It goes like that from you. So if you're cone of colding, you have to be standing at the door.
Yes, yeah. But right. Not through it. Yes, that's fine. Then I'd run off, bravely.
Okay, initiative then.
Initiative.
I assume they go.
Well, mage armour on first. Oof, let's get this over.
Yeah, they've had that by now.
Well, yes, it's on all the time, isn't it?
20.
4.
9.
You open the door. This is the same room the minotaurs were in. You see a guard standing at the very far end of the room looking at the door. There is no other minotaurs here. There's one guy looking at this door from the other end. Looks like his own guard duty. He's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 40 feet from the door.
Going up cold, baby.
Long bar.
Okay.
What were you on, Palazzo?
12.
24. Maximum.
8.
The guard is going on
8.
A 12.
What to choose from?
A 3.
3.
He's going.
Wilburin.
I miss.
Who's next?
Me.
Go.
Well, I assume this is a surprise round. Unless he was expecting us to...
He's watching the door for it opening again. He's not... He's expecting...
What's the distance from our door to him?
40 feet.
Okay.
And he stood on the opposite wall. Basically, they saw you the first time, and then they set a guard up expecting you to come back. Okay. I think it's fair, because they're not stupid creatures.
No.
I could have them just stand there in exactly the same position waiting, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
As they have a whole area around here to play in, they're not just going to stand in that room.
I cast Divine Power.
Okay. What does that do?
Gives me lots of shiny.
Okay. Who's next?
What's their initiative for modifier?
Plus zero.
It's Balazar.
Balazar! Kind of cold.
Okay.
Zoop! Their saving throw is half reflex.
Bad reflex, minotaurs, aren't they? Oh, full damage.
Can I have 9 dice, please?
Cool. Might kill him. He's not that loud.
6, 9, 12, 14, 16, 21, 25, 26 points.
Not bad. You 26 points to him. You rhyme up. He looks at you and then dashes off down the side corridor. Shouting something in giant.
Fine. There you are.
Oh, they might have been minotaurs if they talk giant.
Hmm?
Yeah.
There you are.
Yep.
There were 3 or 4 of them.
Could have them.
Minotaurs.
Yeah, pussy.
Come on, this way, come back, tell your friends.
We wait.
Yeah. Your mum is
waiting for me.
Follow through the door.
You stepping through? Mm-hmm. You step through.
Oh, it's Cyrus that's going to go after him.
That's a pretty good point to stop. Are you chasing Minotaurs or are you chasing Minotaurs? They are aware of you. They've been aware of you. Look at this.
They're stopping and restarting the Minotaur combat.
Yeah, really. Well, we're not fighting the Minotaurs now. They're going to be aware. So.
Like mad cows.
We're going to be hunting the Minotaurs down.
Yes.
He
ran away.
He did. Take. He's doing his job.
We rest and level up. Thank you.
He's doing his job.
I very much doubt we level up.
I very much doubt we rest.
Oh, you cast a spell. I fire a arrow.
I'm a wizard. I cast a spell, I sleep.
Here we are, doing XP and stuff.
XP and stuff. Alright, we'll do XP and stuff. You don't want that, do you?
We're not going to get any.
We've grown accustomed to being given an absurdly small quantity.
We defeated a black pudding.
Absurdly small quantity of XP. Mm. Is it absurdly small that you've been getting?
Yeah.
It's not very impressive.
Right.
Go on. Okay. Nergamar the Athach. Challenge rating 8.
1800.
Not bad. Locking mechanism with poison. Challenge rating 3.
338.
The pendulum is 338.
Rubber.
2 direwolves at challenge rating 3 is 338 times 2. That's it then.
Oh! What about all those spells and traps and stuff?
What spells and traps and stuff?
Always magical traps.
Magical traps? They don't count as challenge rating. Part of the door. Can't avoid them, can't disarm them, so... If you go through the door...
Them.
Yes, you do, but there's no XP chance.
What about
for
the
it.
Griffin...
It's part warding door.
Trap. What about the warding trap on the Griffin door?
Yeah.
You fired that off, that's true. Let me do that.
Bartleby.
Eh?
And Bartleby, encountered and defeated.
He was an NPC you talked to.
Yeah, and we defeated him.
So you're telling me you get XP for talking to barkeepers in the town?
Yeah.
No, Bartleby was no danger to you.
I mean, he had a pick.
What area was he? He had a pick, yes, but he wasn't interested
was
in fighting
then?
You.
It was Gryffindor.
Gryffindor's area B. Yeah, stupid Gryffindor's. Stupid big book.
Definitely. Gee, I just ripped out all my experience points. I think it read something else. I can't
remember. Same as Lindsay. Same as Lindsay. Excuse me, channel written 7.
1350.
Okay. Cliff of... Loading.
We've all got the same XP we decided to avoid.
Did we?
Yeah.
Alright. That's it.
3502.
Everyone gets 3502, or that's
no,
the total?
That's the total. No. Yeah. I can't do long division, I can do long more.
Everyone likes to divide that?
It's 700.
Short.
700. 700.
On 2 XP that you can't really divide by.
Wow, back, we're back on.
700 XP then, folks.
Fantastic.
We are back on not D&D first edition progression rates.
What can I say? I knew you'd level up really fast and then slow. Okay. I did have worries you'd be like level 40 by the time you got out.
41,557. Still quite a lot.
41,557.
What's
10th
level
then?
45,000.
Alright.
Okay.
It's going to be a while.
Alright, kids, I'm going to stop it.
Okay.
Bye-bye, folks.
See you later. Now, 1 week later.